Good evening and welcome to another edition of In the Trenches with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, on KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe, as we are looking ahead toward a good weekend for this Bearcat team as they head on the road, as they'll be in Topeka on Saturday afternoon to face the Washburn Ichabods. That will be a 3 o'clock kickoff. We'll be on there at 2 o'clock with Bearcat game day leading up to kickoff again from Topeka. And the Bearcats coming off a good win over Emporia State this past Saturday. So they defeated Emporia State 14-9 to go to now 3-2 overall, 3-1 in MIAA play. And, Rich, just talk a little bit briefly about that matchup. And that was just a heck of a defensive effort out of your team on Saturday.
Yeah, obviously, the turnovers are something that we didn't forecast, but we were able to overcome them, and I think that's a big deal. And second half, we were able to get a couple explosive plays and got ourselves into the end zone and figured out a way to win. And, you know, it's not really how you win, especially in this league. It's just that you continue to win. And the kids battled and found a way.
Yeah, you talked about the turnovers, I think 7 for the game. And not only that, but to overcome that and win a 14-9 game in particular, that says an awful lot.
Well, you know, we got put in some really bad positions defensively. We were able to two of the three possessions were inside our own 20-yard line where we started drives. And to only have them come away with 7 points on that is huge. Two of the points we weren't on the field for, you know, and so our kids played really well in the second half. We were able to stop the last drive, and they had real positive field position there. I think they started on, like, the 42-yard line to start with about 2 minutes left to go in the game. And, you know, we just kept battling, and the kids believe in what we're doing, and we just kind of try to keep pressing forward.
Let's just talk about some of the defensive numbers right now that your team has been able to put out, and I don't know how many people really have noticed about some of these numbers, but first of all, you look at total defense, where number one in the MIAA, but also number 14 nationally just in total defense, and that's overall something I think you have to feel good about.
Yeah, you know, had we not played such a crummy first game, week one, those statistics would even be better. But, you know, we're starting to trend in the right direction. We're, you know, we had some different kids in, and it's just about growth and maturation and continuing your process and getting those kids better. And with each week, you know, the biggest challenge we've given them since camp is that we knew going in we weren't going to be a finished product, and it was really trying to improve each and every week. And to this point, we've continued to find ways to do that.
You know, some of the other numbers here: number one in the conference in pass defense, number 6 nationally in D2 and red zone. This is impressive as well. Number 2 in the conference and number 9 just in red zone defense, and that's something too that is just very, very impressive.
Yeah, you know, trying to get things to a kick instead of a touchdown. You know, not letting it cross the goal line, trying to make sure that you know, we're keeping the points off the board as much as possible, giving our offense an opportunity to figure out ways to win us a football game.
And another thing there, too, just total points scored in conference games, just giving up 12.5 points and just 17.2 overall there, too, is something that you can really hang your hat on.
Yeah, you know, and it's particularly with where we've gotten placed sometimes in the games because, you know, Fort Hays had a real short porch on us as well. Gave up a touchdown off of that. But we've got this mentality, it's put the ball down. I don't care where you put it down. You know, as a matter of fact, we teach our kids to be excited in those situations where we get turnovers. There's two ways to look at that thing. You know, it's either, oh, my gosh, you know, we're pinned way back, or, heck yes, let's go. And it's just kind of a mentality that we've tried to create, and it just adds excitement to the kids, and our backs are against the wall. Let's see what we can do.
And third down efficiency defensively, number 2 in the conference, 13th nationally in that category as well. And that's a very important stat right there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, getting off the field on third down is huge. So we just got to continue to get better.
And you talked a little bit about forcing a kick instead of a touchdown. You've done a pretty good job when you forced a kick to actually block those kicks.
Yeah, we're starting to get kids to believe in that. That was something that was just a given here at Northwest Missouri State, that we were going to contend every point. And, you know, we've got the kids finally bought in. We've got a couple guys that we've plugged in that are pretty good at moving people up front, and we're starting to see the fruits of the labor.
You know, on Tuesday we talked with Clayton Power a little bit about the defensive game that you had this past week as well, and one of the things he talked about that I think has been a kind of a strong point with Bearcats throughout the years, just being able to rotate in and out a lot of different guys, especially on that defensive line with a little bit of a warm game Saturday against this kind of a
that hurry up and short passing game that you had to go up against, how key that was to just be able to get different guys in and out of the lineup.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that, and that was something, if you remember back, that we talked about in preseason, that, you know, we were a work in progress as far as that was concerned. I didn't feel great about our depth in the defensive line, and that's something that started to trend positively for us, and we're going to need it. You know, we play Emporia, who's a tempo team, and when you're asking guys to push 300-pound guys and chase quarterbacks and run downfield and do all those things, those guys get fatigued. And so to have a second group in available that not only can fill a position but also do it effectively becomes really important. And with the types of teams that we're going to be playing over the next few weeks, you know, we're going to need that.
And I would think, too, from a weather standpoint, you look at the forecast right now for Topeka on Saturday, you're looking 92, 94 degrees out there with the turf. I'm sure that makes it even warmer there to where from that standpoint, it's just going to be a little more stress on those guys out there where that depth's really going to pay off.
Yeah, you know, we experienced that down at Southern, you know, down in Joplin. It was really hot down there last week because of the tempo with Emporia. Now we're going to play another hot game. We've got to go down to UCO the week after that, and I know it's been warm down in Edmond, Oklahoma. So, yeah, it's something that's just a necessity.
And, you know, you think as you get into October, you don't have to worry about 90-degree days quite so much, but, by gosh, it's been a weird kind of fall for weather right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess climate change is a real thing, isn't it? So, yeah, it's something that, you know, you notice when you've done it as long as I have. That, yeah, the temperatures are staying warmer longer. And, you know, I'm starting to see the trees change, but I'm not feeling in the weather forecast. So,
you know, one thing, too, I think it goes to the conditioning that you put your players in. Even though we've had some warm days like at Joplin and then last weekend and things, you don't see a lot of the cramping and some of the things that some teams kind of see when you get that kind of temperature there.
You know, that's really a kudos to our training staff and the work that they do. You know, they're constantly on us about hydration. They're weighing us in, weighing us out, making sure we're where we need to be. We take some precautionary measures. We take gator lights and things like that with us on the road. Really, your hydration piece starts on Thursday. So tonight those guys are starting to really try and fluid up, making sure that they're drinking the right things. Coach Wright drinks Diet Dr. Pepper, Coke Zero, but those guys stay away from the pop and make sure that they're taking care of their bodies.
Again, we are broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville on In the Trenches, and we'll be back. We'll have more with the head coach, the Bearcats, Rich Wright, right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV, KRNW comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations at usbank.com.
Support for KXCV, KRNW is provided by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by local internet provider United Fiber, providing a variety of fiber-fast internet plans for residents and businesses with speeds up to 1 gig. More information is available online at unitedfiber.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and Altar and Home. More at conceptionabbey.org.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to In the Trenches as we're joined by the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Rich Wright, broadcasting from A&G Restaurant in downtown Maryville. And Rich, kind of moving into essentially the midpoint of the season, give or take a week here, as you look at the way things are playing out around the MIAA, what's been the biggest things that you see around the conference?
Just the parity, really. You know, that, you know, and this isn't, I'm not trying to slight anybody, but with the defections that we've had in the league, this has become a very formidable league. You know, and when you add in the non-conference games that a lot of us have played and the ranked teams a lot of us have played, this is a tough schedule, and it's just gotten tougher. You know, you got to show up every week, and it speaks to the quality of the league, I think, from top to bottom. And, you know, I said this after week three. I think the MIAA is up for grabs this year. And right now UCO is leading it, but they've got some big games coming up too. It's just going to, you know, we're going to have to play well week in and week out.
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks ago when Central Missouri and Pittsburgh State both dropped games there, I think that opened up a lot of eyes right now the fact that there's some pretty good teams right now in the MIAA.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's hard to explain to people on the outside, but inside, you know, one of the things that plays a role in it is how you match up against certain teams. And you know, there are just certain teams that, you know, historically Northwest has matched up really well against. There are other teams that, you know, we've had dogfights with. And it kind of trends year in and year out. It has a little bit to do with your style on offense and defense. And, you know, I think that it's magnified this year because I think, again, to use the same word, there's just so much parity within the league as far as people are spending more money in the MIAA. People are investing in football. They want to be good in football. And so you're seeing an uptick at a lot of different places.
Yeah, and I think a perfect example of that might be Nebraska-Kearney right now, 2-2 on the season. And they've been in every game that they've played in. And really, you look at the records game so far, week in, week out, a lot of these games could have gone with a break or two. One loss could go exactly opposite of the way it did go on the field.
Yeah, you know, I'll give you an example. You look at this Washburn team that we're playing against this week, and, you know, on Tuesday at the press luncheon, I got asked, well, they're 1-3. Yeah, well, have you watched the game? Because, you know, they played Pitt tough and had a chance to win at the end of the game. They played Colorado School of Mines really tough, who's a very good team from out in the RMAC. You know, there's a lot of good football teams in this league, and we'll be playing one on Saturday.
And when you look at Washburn team too, last year, the case for them was where they really struggled. They were decimated by injuries, probably more so than any team I think I've ever seen. And they just kept the surgeons in the Topeka area, I think, in business over the offseason.
Yeah, you know, they really did. They got bit bad by the injury bug, and it hurt. But they played a lot of young kids, and the nice thing about playing a lot of young kids, you know, yes, their season was gone and they weren't going to do anything to change that, but you could tell by the week that they played us that they had made a commitment to their youth and they were going to try and get better. And there's nothing that makes you better other than game reps, and it just really helps.
Again, we're broadcasting live from A&G Restaurant in Maryville, and when we come back, we will bring in a wide receiver for the Bearcats, Luke Matthews, and talk with Luke about his career and the season he's off to this year. That's all coming up right after this timeout.
Support for KXEV, KRNW, comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information available at 660-241-5001.
Support for KXEV, KRNW, comes from Compass Dental Group, providing full-service dentistry from braces and implants to same-day crowns and more. From Drs. Bruce Twaddle, Brian Viertaler, and Spencer Twaddle, Compass Dental Group proudly supports the Bearcats. For more information, CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at BearcatSports.com.
Support for KXEV KRNW comes from the Maryville Forum, serving the region for more than 150 years. The Forum provides local news, sports, and information online daily at MaryvilleForum.com or at 660-562-2424.
In the Trenches on KXEV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back to A&G on In the Trenches. We're with the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, and joined now by wide receiver Luke Matthews. And, Rich, I know we were talking after the game on Saturday a little bit about Luke and just the perseverance he's had to get where he's at in his career at Northwest.
Yeah, you know, I made mention of it, actually. I don't usually individualize stuff in team meetings, but I took a moment to do that during our Monday meeting just because I think Luke personifies what Northwest is all about, what this program is about: hard work, dedication, sacrifice. you know, sometimes having to wait your turn. And, you know, with the way things have shaped and COVID and all these different, you know, variables, you know, Luke could have been done at the end of last year. And, you know, sat down at the end of the season, we talked about it and, you know, walked on here, got a scholarship here, opted to come back. And, you know, it just to watch him perform at the level with which he is and have the type of season he is, I smile every time he catches a football. It's just I'm proud of him. And I'm tickled to death for him because he deserves every opportunity he's got because he's worked for each and every one of them.
Luke, it's good to have you with us here on the program tonight.
It's amazing. Thank you for having me.
And Luke, let's just go back, first of all, to Saturday's game and a good performance that you had there. And a couple catches really stand out. I was on the BearcatSports.com website earlier this afternoon and going through your bio. And some of the pictures they grabbed from, you know, not only your touchdown pass, but also that one diving reception. You had there around midfield. That was just incredible. Those were two fantastic catches.
Yeah, those are plays that you dream of having, dude. You know, those are the plays that, you know, before every game, coaches tell you, you know, when you go to bed tonight, imagine yourself making plays, going to every play, even if you're the backside guy, you're running off a safety, going to every play thinking you're going to be the guy getting the ball, you know, and you dream of making plays like those, and it's great.
Now, you had that diving reception there that, from our point, of course, we're watching the game through green-colored eyes there a little bit, but we thought it was a catch initially from what we said, but the officials initially ruled that as an incomplete pass. Just kind of go through the process of what you thought and then what you had to say to Coach Wright to challenge that.
Well, dude, first of all, the ball is in the air, and I was like, oh, gosh, Chris, you threw this thing far. I don't know if I'm going to get to this, you know. But you kind of just blank out. You kind of black out and kind of let your athleticism take over, you know. So I caught the pass, and I get up, and the sideline judge was saying it was a pass, you know. So I tossed him the ball. I was super hyped. I was looking up at the student section. It was right in front of him, you know, doing whatever. I look back, and the middle field judge or whatever was on his knee pounding the ground saying incompletion. I was like, no way. I know I caught this one. So I ran all the way over to the sideline signaling like I caught it, right? Coach Wright walks up to me and says, hey, I'll throw this flag, but you have to be for sure. Like, if you're not for sure, we lose a timeout, lose a challenge, all that stuff. You have to be sure. I grabbed him by the shirt, pulled him, and I said, do you trust me? And I don't know if you said anything. You just reached down, grabbed the thing, and hugged it, walked away.
I did. Great. You know, so I'm telling you, I am 0-for with receiver. I actually said that, too. Yeah. That was my response. I go, dude, I go, I am 0-for on this, on challenges, because every receiver has caught every ball that's ever been in question. And when he grabbed me, he goes, do you trust me?
Yep.
And I was like, done. And so we threw it, and they overturned it. And, you know, I was as much worried about, sometimes in those situations, I'm as much worried about, is there a camera angle to overturn it?
Yep.
Is there is, did he actually catch it? And I thought he caught it live too. And I saw the same thing you did with the sideline judge. And what ticked me off, and I sent it into the MIAA, is as you watch that catch, his back is to the guy that ruled it incomplete. And I'm like, how did you make that call?
Yeah.
You know, so I was real happy you said, do you trust me? Because the second he said it, I was like, okay, I'm going to war.
Yep.
So I tossed that thing pretty far for me, too.
I was impressed by that as well.
Yeah, I had good form.
It didn't look like his wind ate it at all there either.
Yeah.
Nope.
And there's something to be said about a coach who, the second you say, you ask if they trust you, I mean, they don't have to say anything. They're on your side immediately. So there's something to say about that. That's awesome.
Yeah, and no doubt about that. I think you brought up another point too about camera angles. The replay that they have in Division II, I think it's good that we have it now in Division II. But there's still this process. You don't get the multiple angles that you get at the Division I games.
No, not even close. I think for our home games we have four or five angles, and that's really it. And so you're just limited based on where you are on the field. You know, which sideline you're on. Those things are all things that can make that more difficult.
Now, Luke, let's go to your touchdown catch now, too. That was a pretty nice highlight reel catch there as well, where you had to kind of reverse angles a little bit. Just go through your process and when you finally were able to pick up the ball on that touchdown pass.
I was just as surprised that I caught it as you guys are. I turned around and looked up, and it was pretty much in my arms, really. I said it in an interview after the game. That play that we had in was a red zone play going into the game. So all week, Coach Jant was just putting it in the receiver's mind, you're going to keep this post route flat across the field, and Chris will throw you open all the way across the field, right? So that's what I did. I kept it flat, and I beat the guy pretty good. I was open. I thought Chris was going to put it out there. I looked up, and the ball was basically over my head by the time I looked up, right? So Coach Jen always tells us, be a center fielder. Be a center fielder. If the ball is slicing on you, flip your hips, turn around, track the ball in the air and go get it. And that's exactly what I did. It was awesome. I hit the ground. I knew I caught it. I was like, oh, there's another one for the highlight reel. So I was pretty happy.
And couldn't have been a bigger catch at that point in the game either.
Right. I'll tell you what. I mean, that one to me, you know, I'm going to have to agree with, or disagree with ESPN, because he was top five highlights on ESPN that night. Mm-hmm. You know, they listed his first catches in the top five. I thought that was one of the most difficult balls you can possibly catch, because, like he described, and I knew what you were doing, and, mm-hmm. and you clearly beat the guy.
Yeah.
And the ball was way over his backside shoulder, and to have to flip your hips and refine the ball again, because you got to lose it for – how long did you lose it for?
However long it took me to turn all the way around.
It was like it was turned around. Yeah. And for you to have the body control and the footwork to get everything in, that was an unbelievable catch.
I would think, too, just the hand-eye coordination, just being able to make the adjustments like that as well.
Yeah.
And, Luke, let's just talk a little bit about what Coach was mentioning a bit earlier, too, about your perseverance to make that decision to come back this season and be a part of this Bearcat team.
Yeah, it's – he said in meetings too, Luke, how easy would it have been for you to leave? Much easier than it would have been to stay. You know, I probably could have gone somewhere else and played if I really wanted to, but coaches always say it. You know, we're here to play football. Winning is fun. This is awesome. The thing you're going to get most out of playing football here at Northwest is the relationships you build. I wouldn't want to go anywhere else and make new friends, make new relationships, meet new coaches. The people that I've met here and the friendships that I've made, these are the people that are going to be in my wedding. These are the people that are going to know my children. They're going to be my best friends for the rest of my life. Why would I want to go anywhere else and try and build those relationships somewhere else? Both my parents came here to Northwest. I grew up a Bearcat fan. I couldn't imagine myself wearing any other color than green, you know. So it was I wouldn't say it was an easy choice, but it was the right choice for sure.
Hey, I think green definitely does look good on you there. And really looks like you've developed a pretty good rapport with Chris Runke this season,
too.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
What goes into getting that kind of relationship where you have confidence in Chris and Chris has confidence in you out there?
Reps, more reps, more reps, more reps. Throwing the ball between segments at practice, getting warmed up with each other every day. You know, I said it in an interview after the game Saturday. Chris could throw 10 interceptions in the first half. I would still trust him as my quarterback. I could drop 10 passes from Chris in the first half. He would still trust me as his receiver. We've shown each other that we can go out there and make big plays for each other. Just the trust between us and really the trust between him and all of his receivers is out of this world, you know. So
it's really been fun to watch that receiver group and Chris have really come together this year, and to where it looks like there's just, and he's been able to find so many different guys out there too, for you're all playing an integral role in what's taking place offensively.
Yeah, I think his first like 7 touchdowns of the year were to 7 different people. That's usually not a stat that's going to like pop out on a stat sheet, but that's an amazing stat as a quarterback. If you're spreading the ball around like that, spreading the worth around like that, your team's going to be in a good way, and that's what we have been. So,
yep. Also, watching some of your highlights from your high school years at Liberty North, wearing number 85. Anything with that number that's special for you?
No. I think going into sophomore year, I think they just had us get into a line to pick out numbers. And, you know, everyone wants, like, the teen numbers and the single-digit numbers. And by the time I got up there, I think they were all gone. I was only a sophomore at the point, so you just got to kind of take what's given, right? And 85 was in there, and I took it. And I remember going into my senior year when I was finally going to be starting, and everyone was telling me, oh, you know, Luke, you should wear number 13. That'd be so cool. Wear something in the single digits. That'd be cool. And I remember talking to my dad and him being like, hey, 85 was the number you were given. I think you should stick with that. And, you know, most of the starters out there aren't wearing those high digit numbers. Like, why not make a change? Why not make it look cool? And I was like, dude, I totally agree. I'm going to keep 85. And when I got here, Alec was wearing number 85. I was like, oh my gosh, our best receiver is wearing my number. That's crazy. I thought I'd come in and get it immediately, but no, being able to kind of take over the number after him, I think it's pretty cool. So I don't plan on changing it anytime soon.
Well, it's working for you so far.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's not changing. I'm superstitious.
I have noticed that at a time or two. And, Luke, let's just kind of talk a little bit now.
after your time at Northwest? What's the kind of plans you have down the line?
That's a really good question. My major is broadcast production, minor in writing. I graduate in December, but I have another year of eligibility. So it's, after the season, it's going to be a lot of talks, a lot of deep talks with my parents, with Coach Gent, Coach Wright, Coach Sturdy. I don't know for sure. I told my parents coming into the season, it's really going to depend on how the season goes for me, how the season goes for the team. I tell you what, we went out and make a run in the playoffs. It's going to be really, really hard to say no to coming back, you know. So I'm just taking it one day at a time, you know. If it ends up me leaving, I'll probably go back to Kansas City and try and figure something out there. But obviously, I would love to come back. I would love for us to make a deep run into the playoffs. And yeah,
sounds like you're spending a lot of time over in Wells Hall then.
Oh, a lot of time. All my classes. Yeah.
Well, you need to come over to our side of the building there.
The radio station.
Russell,
yeah. Right? Yeah. I'm on the television side most of the time, but I'll make an appearance over there soon.
All right. Sounds good, Luke. It's been great having you with us here on the show.
Thank you so much.
Again, Luke Matthews with us, a wide receiver for the Bearcat football team. We'll be back and wrap things up with Coach Wright right after this timeout.
Support for KXCV KRNW is brought to you by Agriland FS, with 18 fast stop locations in southern Iowa and northwest Missouri, including South Main and Maryville, across from Applebee's. Fast stop is open 24/7. To find the nearest location, agrilandfs.com/faststop.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Twaddle Realty. Whether it's residential, commercial, or a farm property, Broker Brian Twaddle can list it and market it through custom 3D virtual tours, pictures, and more. For information on all listings in the Maryville area, 562-7562 or online at twaddlerealty.com.
Underwriting for this program is provided by Tri-State Ford in Lincoln at 2017 South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the area a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More information available at tristatefordlincoln.com. or 660-562-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation.
In the Trenches on KXCV KRNW is underwritten by A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G offers more than 100 menu items, Greek night every Friday, banquet rooms, and more. For additional information, agrestaurant.com.
And welcome back on In the Trenches with head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, as we just had Luke Matthews on. And, you know, we generally have a student sideline reporter every year. They might just mic up a Luke from game to game here, too. What do you think?
Yeah, you can definitely do that as long as he keeps playing. So my plan is to get him back for another year. And so you guys are going to have to kind of wait your turn on that. But he can do basketball or things like that. I'd be happy to share in that capacity.
All right, we talked just a bit about Washburn. Overall, what are you looking for coming out on this matchup?
You know, they're a good football team. You know, the thing that jumps out at me right away is their skill. They have really good receivers, a couple of very good running backs. They've got great team speed. And Coach Surig has them bought in. They're playing hard on both sides of the ball. And you know, we're gonna have to go down there and play well. Washburn, I was talking to Coach Churchman the other day, and he said, you know, gosh darn it, he goes, we always struggle down there. And I'm like, yeah, Coach, we always struggle down there. I go, hopefully that doesn't resonate this year. But you know, we have, over the years, we played some really hard fought games down in Topeka, and so, you know, we're gonna have to go down and play well. The biggest thing for us, and it's been a point of emphasis all year, really, but obviously after last week, we cannot continue to turn the ball over at the rate we are, and we've got to get more turnovers on defense. For as well as we've been playing defensively, we have to create more turnovers, because 7-1 isn't going to win a whole lot of football games.
All right. Well, Rich, we'll talk to you before the game, and good luck on Saturday.
Thanks so much.
Again, that's the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright, on In the Trenches. Don't forget, on Saturday, it's Northwest and Washburn in Topeka. Yet another different start time for this, as it's a 3 o'clock start on Saturday afternoon. That means we'll be on the air at 2 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Thanks to wide receiver Luke Matthews for being with us here on the show, and, of course, the head coach of the Bearcats, Rich Wright. I'm John Coffey, and so long from A&G in downtown Maryville.